We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 239. Thank you so much for taking some time to listen. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe or follow the show on whichever platform you're listening to this on, and also leave a rating and review. I always enjoy hearing from you, and I always enjoy shouting you out. So looking forward to hearing your feedback. So today I want to talk about a topic that's been on my mind quite a lot lately. You know, the reality of it is for many people, many of you listening out there, you want to get into real estate, you want to buy investment properties. However, where you live, it might be too expensive to get into the rental market. So you might live in one of those big cities on the coast. You might live in California. You might live in Washington State, the DMV, perhaps Florida, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, so on and so forth. You might live in a place where, or where you are financially, it's not possible. So I want to talk about things that you need to know about investing out of state. I started investing out of state 5 years ago, and it's been something that's life-changing, and it's something that you can do as well. There was nothing special about me except that I put the work in and I took my bumps. You know, I learned a lot. I didn't have help. And so I want to help you through this episode, understand some of the basic things you need to know to invest out of state. All right. So we're going to jump right into it. So the first thing I would say is to do your research. Far too often I see people comment on my videos or, you know, reach out to me or people who I've talked to or other content that I see where people are simply buying properties or looking into a particular area simply because it's cheap. And that is one of the worst things you can do if you are basing your decisions solely and only based on the fact that you see cheap properties. So some of the things you want to look for in a particular city is a strong or growing economy. For example, if there is a large company that's building an office and bringing employees from other cities or moving their headquarters, or a company that's already there expanding their office in that area, that is a good sign because it's clear that the company, they believe in that area and they believe it's worth investing in. And that's something that you want to consider. Now, one of the things I mentioned a moment ago is people looking specifically and only at the fact that the property is cheap. Yes, that is a great thing if the property is cheap, but one, you have to make sure that you can actually afford it, and you have to make sure it's actually gonna make money, okay? And on that same vein of affordability, when you're buying a property, you need to make sure you know how much you can invest, right? And so for some of you, that might mean you are going to limit yourself to properties that are $100,000 or less. Typically, if you use traditional financing, you'll put 20% down and closing costs could be anywhere between 3 to 5% of that. So you're probably potentially all in $25,000, give or take. So you want to make sure that you understand that. And, you know, a lot of people don't take into account a lot of stuff I see online. People talk about down payment. People rarely talk about closing costs. People rarely talk about all those additional fees that you'll be incurring, right? So that's something else that you want to also keep in mind. And you want to make sure you have reserves. Another thing, it really bothers me because it's bad advice, is all you need is your down payment and closing costs, which is false. If you've listened to me for a while, if you watch me on YouTube, listen to me on the audio side over here, one thing I always drive home is the fact that not only do you need your down payment and closing costs, you need reserves. So for example, if your costs to own the property every month are $600, right? Your mortgage, property tax, insurance, management, whatever, let's say it's $600 a month. I strongly encourage you to have at least 3 to 6 months of that saved, because it might take you a while to find a tenant. You might have a tenant who's not great and who just doesn't pay. You screen as hard as you can and you hope for the best, but sometimes things happen, right? So I encourage you, even if it takes you a little bit longer, to make sure you have those additional reserves in order. And the second thing is, don't do it alone. Don't try to do it alone. If you are someone who is a new investor, I encourage you to work with a real estate agent who has expertise in working with out-of-state investors, and with a real estate agent who also knows the area, who knows the market, who can tell you, hey, this is a good place, this is a bad place. You want that kind of real estate agent to have your back. And also, like, you need an inspector. You definitely do not want to buy a property at all, especially out of state, without an inspector. So that's something that's extremely important. And also a property manager. I self-manage, but I encourage people to at least start out with property management and see how it goes before venturing out into managing on your own. Because, you know, people like to talk about passive income, different things of that nature. But when you're self-managing, the real estate is not passive. That's just the fact. And if you make that choice, just understand it's not going to be as passive as when you have a competent, keyword competent, property manager, because not every property manager is made equal. Some of them are absolutely no good. And also, if you're someone who wants support and you need help with investing out of state and just conceptualizing it and everything, stick around. I'm going to talk a little bit more about how I can support, how I can potentially support you in that area. Something that you might want to consider, but that is not mandatory, but something that I did, is visit the area. So I invest in Ohio and I visited the area before to get a feel of it, to see what I was researching for myself. If it's something that's feasible for you, I encourage you to spend a couple of days in a city that you feel you are likely going to invest in. It doesn't hurt. And what you see online may not always be what you see in person, right? And I'm not necessarily saying you need to go and look at every property in person, especially if it's not a city that is close to where you live. But I think there is value in going out, checking the city out, and visiting prior to making your investment. It's optional, but I encourage you to do it if you can. And the next thing is, you're going to eventually need to start looking for properties, right? One thing that I strongly recommend is get very clear about your criteria with the real estate agent. If your budget is $100,000, then you tell them that. And they should send you listings that fit into that bucket. They might send you something that maybe is $110,000 to $115,000 that could potentially be negotiated down. That's okay. But you don't want them sending you $400,000 houses if your budget is $100,000, right? So that's something that I strongly encourage you to do. And then when it comes time to look at properties, I encourage you to get on a video call with them so they can show you around the property and you can see exactly what the problems are and see if you even want to bother making an offer on it as well. So those are a couple things I really want you to keep in mind. I mean, there's so much. I could do a whole series on investing out of state tips. And if that's something you want, let me know. But I wanted to just give you a couple of those tips out there. And if you are someone who really wants to invest out of state and it's something that you are very serious about and you want to buy something before the end of the year, then I encourage you to reach out to me. You know, I would love to help you. I would love to be your coach. And if you want more information on that, you can just go to outofstatemoney.com or you can go to the link in the description of this episode and learn more about how we could work together. But again, wanted to give you some tips and some things that I really don't feel people are talking about enough online. And as you know, I like keeping it real and let you know exactly what it is. All right. Well, thank you all so much. Appreciate you checking out the show once again. If you haven't already, leave us a rating and review. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.